We're doing Birkei Avot with the Jewish home. Hu Haya Omer. We're up to the Mishnah Chaf Aleph in the fifth chapter of Birkei Avot. Yehuda ben Tema used to say, Ben Chamesh Shanim Lemikra. When a child is 5 years old, that's when he's ready to read Tanakh, to learn Torah. Ben Eser Lemishnah. When he's 10 years old, that's when he's ready to learn Mishnah. Ben Shloshesre LeMitzvot. Here we have the Mishnah, one of the main sources for this concept of Bar Mitzvah. When a male Jew is 13 years old, he is obligated to do Mitzvot. Ben Chameshesre LeGemara. At 15, he should start learning Talmud. Ben Shmonaesre LeChupa. At 18, he should look for a wife. He should have a chuppah. Ben Esrim Lirdof. At age 20 is when people start pursuing their parnasa or their mitzvos. People are in pursuit. What? Army? Who learns Esrim Lirdof is army? I hear. I'm unaware of that pshat. But that's an interesting pshat. No, 20. I'm unaware of that pshat, but that's an interesting pshat.
In the Torah, they count the men when they're ready to go to the army.
Right. It's a good point. I just don't know between the Rambam and Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't remember such a pshat, but it's a nice pshat. Ben Shlosh.
Like somebody who's 60 can also be in the army.
Ben Shloshim Lekoach. At 30 is when a person has his prime strength. Ben Arba'im Lebina, at age 40, a person starts having understanding. Ben Chamishim Leitza, at 50, a person can start giving advice. Ben Shishim Lezikna, at 60, a person starts becoming sagacious, he's aging. Ben Shivim Leseiva, at 70, we say he's becoming an old man. Ben Shmonim Legvura, if he made it to 80, so that's already more than the average person. The average lifespan, the Mishnah assumes, is in the range of 70. And once a person reaches 80, we say that's tremendous might, that's unusual strength. Ben Tishim Lashuach, at 90 already, a person is bent over, meaning he should be utilizing his time correctly because he is already closer to the grave than to the life. Ben 100, it's already as though it's over. He might be living, but the Mishnah says it's as though he already passed on.
Is 40 also the age to study Kabbalah, right?
I don't know.
I hear something like that, because 40 is the start of wisdom, you said, yeah? And I hear something that like it was allowed to study Kabbalah from age 40 and up.
The only problem is that Rizal died before the age of 40. Mishnah, back to the...
Where does it come from?
It's a good question. You have to ask whoever told you. Back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Yehuda ben Tema. Ben Chamesh Shanim Lemikra, at 5 years old, a child is ready to start learning Chumash. So the average kid is not ready beforehand. The basic understanding of the Mishnah is that there's an order. And a person has to, firstly, he has to build on that order. You don't start learning Mishnah when you don't have no understanding of Tanakh. You can't learn Talmud when you haven't learned Mishnah. There's an order, and one thing builds on the other. And the Mishnah also tells us not to start things before their proper stage. Parents are often pressed that their child should start learning Mishnah already, so they can say, my kid's already learning Mishnah. My kid's already learning Gemara. My kid's already learning Rishonim. So what? There's an order. We have to learn in order. So the Mishnah, the first thing the Mishnah is teaching us is that one thing builds on the other. The second thing is that you can't try to get to the latter thing before you've done the earlier things. So this applies to all of life. We very often want to reach the final stage. When I was a kid, there was a joke, I'm working on my second million. Because I gave up on the first one already. So we very often know where we want to get to, but we're not willing to take the necessary steps to get there. Ask the average person. He knows what weight he wants to get to, but is he willing to do the dieting along the way to get there? There's a certain process that will get us there. A person wants to know Shas, but he needs to invest a certain number of years with a certain amount of time, with a certain amount of focus, diligence, consistency. With that consistency, he will be able to eventually finish Shas. So there's an order. The Mishnah teaches us an order. The Mishnah also teaches us you can't attempt to skip a step to start something before you're prepared for it. Many people come from broken homes. We live in a generation where the statistic is over 50% of marriages end in divorce. That's the statistic. But then you have the people who look around and see beautiful marriages, and they look at them and they say, I want to be there. And they think that when they get married, they can have such a beautiful marriage. No. No one gets there at the beginning. If you saw your parents having a beautiful marriage after 20 years of marriage, you can't expect to have that when you start. If you visit people and see understanding and joking and a great spirit in their home, a great aura, don't assume that's the way it is when you're not there. You don't know what's happening when you're not there. And B, they didn't get there overnight. Just like there's an order to learning, a child has to first learn Tanakh, and then he could learn Mishnah, and then he could learn Talmud. There's an order in building a relationship. We have to go through a certain amount of understandings and misunderstandings, a certain amount of confrontation, friction. He says, she says, he disagrees, she disagrees, he's hurt, she's hurt. There's a certain amount of friction, and that's what builds the relationship. There's no other way. If a car wants to move forward, there has to be traction. If it's gliding, then the car, the wheels won't get it anywhere. And the same is true within a marriage. It's that friction that actually builds the relationship. As we weather storm after storm, so we have a stronger relationship. But we also have to know that there are stages. You can't expect what you can expect after 40 years, you can't expect after 2 years. The relationship that's there after you've invested and built a certain amount together is very different than the relationship that's there 2 years or 5 years into marriage. It's a totally different marriage. Just like in the learning, we build stage on top of stage, so too in the marriage, we build stage on top of stage. And each stage has its challenge. When the five-year-old comes to learn Tanakh, that has its difficulties, and it seems to him like that's the world. Then he conquers Tanakh and he has to learn Mishnah. Now that's the world. Tanakh seems to be easy. This is a new hardship. You start out as a couple. It seems so difficult to make it work. It's so difficult. You misunderstandings, and she wants this much time talking. Suddenly he wants to talk and she doesn't want to talk. There are more misunderstandings. You can't agree on a budget. You can't agree on how to deal with the parents. Everything seems astronomical. Then comes a kid to the world. Suddenly you're working, you have the same hardships only under sleep deprivation. There are new hardships. There are new challenges. Do I let the kid go to that mitapelet who I don't feel comfortable with? Is it okay sending him to Gandhi where I'm not so comfortable with the one who's taking care of my kid, but what can I do? I got to go to work. My wife has to do her thing. You suddenly have new challenges and they seem difficult. The kid starts taking things apart, pulling dishes off the table. We set the table for the Seder. So the 1.5-year-old learned a new trick. She climbed onto the table when no one was looking, took a glass plate, a glass cup, and threw it. Bam! Exploded on the floor. She stood there. Wow! She was impressed. What an effect. Worse than that, she got her mother all uptight. Wow, that's exciting. She went scrambling for the next one. Guess what? Since Pesach, we can't set the table. Until there's someone there who can keep an eye, who can stand there and watch the table, there's no setting the table. There must be a guard. Someone has to be on guard duty. You can't get upset at the 1.5-year-old, but you do have to deal. Now there's something else to deal with. Now that seems very difficult. You have sleep deprivation, a wailing child. Sometimes the child wails 2 days straight. You don't know what's wrong with them. You go to the doctor. He says, everything seems fine to me. No ear infection, no fever, nothing. Maybe it's colic. You try changing your diet. You're climbing the wall. You don't know what to do with the kid. Seems like it's the end of the world. You know, I compose songs. As I was pacing the floor with my kids, I composed songs for them, trying to calm them down. Different lullabies. It got me very far. Yofi, and it seems like that's the hardship. Then kids hit teenage years. That's a new hardship. They know how to push your buttons. They know how to get in between you and your spouse. Suddenly you and your spouse can't agree on how to deal with the boy, with the girl. Each one's their own challenge. Every stage has its hardship. And every stage seems like a very, very serious hardship. Min chamesh lemikra, min esra lemishna, min chamesh letalmud. In all of life, it goes that way. We go through stages. Each stage requires its focus. Each stage is objectively hard. It's different hardships. I remember a man came to shul, and he says to the guy sitting next to him, he says, I used to have socks. Now my kids are my size, and I don't have socks. They're all taking my socks. So the guy looks at him and says, you're worried about socks? I used to have a car. You know, it's a new stage. Okay. He's worried about socks. He's worried about his car. So the Mishnah tells us there are stages, and each stage requires its focus and is legitimately hard. But they're all a part of growth. And that's one of the key points. How do we view the stages? A person can look at it and say, it's so tough being married. Or a person can say, it's tough, and thank God I'm dealing with this toughness. I'm fortunate to be dealing with this. He has a crying baby. Yeah, there are people who pay a lot of money to have that crying baby. He has a teenager. There are people who pay a lot of money to have that teenager at home driving them crazy. It's not that life doesn't have hardships. Life does have hardships. They're a healthy part of the stages. And if we can approach them that way, that'll give us the strength to deal, because objectively they are hard. But they're also sweet, and they're a part of life.